According to statistics released to the Irish Times last week, multi-denominational primary schools are much more likely to be oversubscribed than Catholic ones. The previously unpublished data collected by the Department of Education shows that more than 25% of multi-denominational schools have insufficient places to meet demand, compared to 6% or thereabouts of Catholic schools. News Talk reporter Sarah Madden has been getting the stories behind the stats, and she joins me now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Pat.
So give us a bit of context, first of all.
Of course. So we have approximately 3,300 primary schools of various sizes up and down the country, and almost 90% of those are currently under Catholic patronage, while about 5% or so have a multi-denominational ethos. And we now know that more than a quarter of those multi-denominational schools cannot meet their demand for places. Niamh Cullen, the principal of Grace Park Educate Together National School, told me that for some schools, the problem is quite serious.
So for last year, we had about 470 applications for junior infants, and we only had 56 places. And even after all of those places have been offered, school has started now, obviously we're in January, I still have over 100 of those on a waiting list, hoping that at some point they might get a call this year. We get, I would say on average, probably 10 emails a day to do with admissions, just on a normal day. You know, we will have people who call to the door. And certainly this summer, we would have had a number of people calling to the door every other day, you know, looking for places. I would often get letters from people who would say, you know, oh, all of their friends are in the school, or you know, we really have looked at all the schools in the area and this is the school we want. And I understand what they're doing. They're trying to make a connection with us in the hopes that they might get a place. But we can't. We just don't have the seats.
And that's Niamh Cullen, the principal of Grace Park Educate Together National School. So more than 100 children on the waiting list, and presumably those children are therefore currently in a denominational school rather than a non-denominational school.
Well, Niamh Cullen says that some parents will actually keep their child in creche for another year and try their luck at the next intake. But for others, yeah, as you say, like Anna, who I spoke with, that wasn't an option for her and her son.
We are based rurally, but we wanted to send him to school in Drogheda for childcare and logistic purposes. And we were faced with the option of one Educate Together school on our side of the town. And unfortunately, because we live rurally, we were outside the catchment area, but also they were at capacity. So we had no choice but to send him to a Roman Catholic school. Our son is currently 8 years old and he's in communion year. He has nothing to do during religious education or communion prep other than read, which is grand. But when the other students are taken to the local church for prep, these two kids are sent to a senior infants or a first class to sit in there to be monitored. It's excluding them. Doesn't make sense. Like, it's the biggest town in the country and we have two Educate Together schools, which is pure insanity. There's no choice. It's Catholic school or that's it. You know, there is nothing else available.
And that's one parent's view. Now, for those who haven't been able to or can't get their children places in multi-denominational schools, and it certainly seems like that, the Programme for Government, though, has committed to improving parental choice by 2030.
Yes, they have. Their plan is to deliver 400 multi-denominational schools in about, as you say, the next 7 years. In fact, a patronage divestment pilot project began just last week in Westmeath. But Principal Niamh Cullen told me that with the demand she and other multi-denominational principals are experiencing currently, they could fill at least two more primary schools in their area alone. It's unsurprising then that Labour spokesperson on education, Eoin Reardon, told me that 400 school target just doesn't go far enough.
We need to be an awful lot more ambitious about this. It's not just because we're multicultural in Ireland. It's because Irish people have changed from the generation of their parents' beliefs to where they are now. And the school system doesn't reflect where Irish people are. It's not good enough just to say, ah, sure, look, we'll throw a few more multi-denomination schools around the place. Everybody would be happy. I just don't think it's tinkering. And I think we have to have a radical overhaul of how our system works. Make it more reflective of where children are coming from. Eliminate these reasons of separating children on religion or in gender or in income. Religion is very important to you. But then great, you know, celebrate that in your own church, in your own time. in your own family, but you know, using it as a reason to have different schools in a location isn't conducive to a community living together, understanding each other, and having that sense of a close knitted Ireland into the future.
Now that's Labour's Éan Ó-Riordan. Sarah, what do we know about how Irish parents in general feel about what he would propose?
Well, according to Alan Hines of the Catholic Education Partnership, they wouldn't be too happy. And he says it's less the government or the church who could get in the way of some of that change Éan was just talking about, but the parents themselves.
CPSMA and the secondary school equivalent funded some research, and the results of that just demonstrate quite high levels of satisfaction. Roughly, you know, 70-80%, depending on the part of the country, are satisfied with the school that their children are currently in. But that still leaves a significant number of people who would desire change. And the patrons of Catholic schools, the bishops of the primary schools, have agreed with the state that together we will move to reconfigure the patronage of significant number of Catholic schools to multi-denominational patronage. But it is a difficult process. It's similar to the housing thing. Everybody agrees we need more housing. But once it comes to build locally, you can run into a significant amount of opposition on housing. And similarly, there's broad agreement we need greater school choice. But once it comes to implementing it locally, you can just run into difficulty. When you're proposing a change in community, you need to win with a certain amount of sensitivity to how those communities feel. And we need to work through those.
Okay, so that's Alan Hines of the Catholic Education Partnership. It doesn't sound like change will come quick enough for the likes of Anna, the parent we heard, and her son.
No, and it won't for Principal Niamh Cullen either. She told me that a major portion of her working hours now goes to admissions and admission queries. And as Ireland becomes more secular and multicultural, there'll be no relief for her anytime soon.
I've had one particular parent on, I think, probably 7 or 8 times in the last couple of weeks. And you see, when we're oversubscribed in a category, we have to put all the names into a lottery to pull out who they are, and just begging, please, can you put a star by their name, please, you know. But it's actually heartbreaking. It's really, really sad for people who live, you know, close to the school or within the school planning area. And it's also stressful for us, because when you're saying no and you have people crying on the phone to you, it's, you know, that's not easy to deal with either.
That's very difficult, in fact. Not easy, just very difficult to have to say yes to some and no to others based on capacity.
Yeah, absolutely.
That report from Sarah Madden. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us.